From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up with just a week and a half to go until the midterm elections, we'll check in on a tight congressional race in Illinois.
But first, members of Parliament in Canada breaking into sustained applause as 58-year-old Sergeant-at-Arms Kevin Vickers, dressed in a long green robe and ceremonial hat and carrying a golden mace, walked the halls of the building and then entered the House of Commons, fighting back tears. Yesterday, Vickers shot to death the gunman who first killed a soldier at Canada's War Memorial and then sprayed a flurry of bullets inside Parliament. Glenn McGregor is a parliamentary reporter for the Ottawa Citizen. He's at the studios of the CBC in Ottawa. And Glenn, what a prolonged, emotional morning. What was it like for a Canadian, as a Canadian, to see that?
It was very dramatic. You know, our MPs in House of Commons, we have essentially three main parties, and they are most of the time very adversarial. They're going at each other every day. And today, they had a rare moment of unity, and it was very touching. Our Prime Minister, who is not a very emotional person, gave a very moving speech in the House of Commons, and after it, he came across the aisle that divides the parliamentary chamber and actually embraced, hugged the leaders of the two main opposition parties, too. Yeah. So it was something we haven't seen in, well, ever, really.
Well, you mentioned Prime Minister Stephen Harper's address. One of the first things he said is people should get help if they need it. You know, yesterday was traumatic. What's it like for people?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. Yeah. He suggested that and pointed out to these MPs, a large number of them who were actually in lockdown through most of the day here on Parliament Hill, because they were having their caucus meetings, which is a weekly meeting of all the parties where they plot strategy. And this was the caucus rooms were just outside the hallway where the gunman was eventually shot by the sergeant at arms. So they heard the noise, and it's going to be very traumatic for them. And the first thing the Prime Minister said was that you should all take some time to relax and talk to a doctor if you think you need it, because I think there probably will be some people who have some lingering effects of the trauma of this.
Sure. Well, what is the thinking about what happens now after attacks in Ottawa and Montreal, where an ISIS follower hit and killed a soldier with a car? Here's some more from Prime Minister Harper today.
Even as the brave men and women of our armed forces are taking this fight to the terrorists on their own territory, we are equally resolved to fight it here. We live in dangerous times, yes, but the mission of our country and the work of this Parliament goes on.
Now, Prime Minister Harper is the leader of the Conservative Party. His politics, according to many reports, are often compared to George W. Bush's. And he said he would tighten security at home, including new powers for CSIS. That's the Canadian Intelligence Agency. So tell us more about what you heard.
Yeah, the Prime Minister making it pretty clear that some changes that have been in the works to give CSIS, our intelligence agency, this is our equivalent of maybe the CIA, a little bit of like the FBI as well, that they would be given increased powers to do surveillance on Canadians through a network called Many Eyes. So this is an international network of electronic surveillance, which the United States is also a participant, New Zealand, Australia as well, they would have more powers to surveil Canadians who are abroad. And the particular target are Canadians who we think are leaving our country and going to the Middle East to join up with this group, ISIS, or other groups that are similarly inclined. So it looks like more powers for surveillance. And of course, there's going to be some tension with people who feel this is an infringement on their civil liberties. Canadians do not feel quite as passionately about our civil liberties as you do in the United States, but it is a concern. I expect the changes that he proposes will not be approved unanimously by the opposition.
Well, and the Liberal Party leader, Justin Trudeau, is already warning, we should remember who we are. We are a welcoming nation, warning against too much tightening of security. But after yesterday, you know, perhaps some Canadians will be welcoming the tightening. But meanwhile, what about abroad? Canada has committed jet fighters and other military assets to the U.S.-led mission against ISIS in Iraq, but not in Syria. Is there thinking that it might expand to Syria?
I think the government is going to see this as an opportunity to get a wider mandate from Parliament to increase our military presence in the region in generally. Yes, our commitment so far is pretty small, only 6 fighter jets, and we also have some special forces operators who are on the ground in Iraq assisting the Kurdish fighters there, but it's a very small number of them. I think there will probably be pressure on Canada to increase its participation in the war now. The thing that hangs over this prime minister is that when he was in opposition and there was a liberal prime minister, is that back in 2003, he famously or infamously perhaps supported Canada going to war and was very critical of Canada's decision not to join the coalition led by George Bush for the in that Iraq war. So there's a bit of a tightrope walk for him on this. I think there's an opportunity for him. Public sentiment is very strong right now. People have been very upset by this incident, and it's a question of how long they can sustain it and whether it will give him further leverage to increase our military role.
And meanwhile, there's something like 80-plus other Canadians that the government is closely watching, the same as they were aware of the two who turned out to be attackers. Glenn McGregor covers Canada's Parliament for the Ottawa Citizen. He's speaking to us from the CBC. Thank you so much, Glenn.
My pleasure, Robin. Thank you.